Item number one, a resolution approved. I'm sorry, a resolution by Broderick, Wyshon, and Dmitrievich approving new lease management and development agreements with the Milwaukee County War Memorial and Milwaukee Art Museum.
Thank you. Good morning, Supervisor Wyshon.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Finance members. What you have before you is a resolution that ratifies the agreement between the War Memorial Corporation. I think what you'll find is that this is a historic agreement that two sides, two premier institutions that have served Milwaukee County for decades have come together in a spirit of cooperation to provide the best service and honor to our war dead that this community can provide. So I would hope that you would support this agreement and we would do it in a spirit of a positive spirit and the spirit of cooperation that I think these two institutions have shown.
Thank you. Before I entertain a, thank you, Supervisor. Before I entertain a motion for approval, denial, layover, whatever, I have cards. I have cards from CEO David Drent, CEO Dan Keegan, Mr. Raymond Krieger, Chaz Mulcahy, former county supervisor, and George Gaspar. And if you gentlemen would come up in that order, at least two at a time. So, Mr. Drent and Mr. Keegan.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Finance Committee members. I just want to echo Supervisor Wyshon's comments. This has been a long haul. Everybody's worked hard to get to where we are. We believe
that these agreements will help both institutions grow. We hope that at the end of the day that this will also be a benefit to Milwaukee County as we can be very good partners in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Keegan.
Good morning, Supervisors, Chairman. Thank you very much for allowing us to speak this morning. I would echo Mr. Drent's comments. We hope that you will support this resolution. We feel that this is a historic moment, not only for Milwaukee County, but also for the two organizations. The War Memorial and the Museum have, in fact, reached an important agreement. We think that the long-term savings and efficiencies through this agreement will speak for themselves. We believe there is accountability and transparency in these agreements and an opportunity for us to move forward to next-generation programming for these great organizations. And finally, most importantly, these agreements also allow us to move forward with these important renovations and repairs to these buildings so that we are prepared to serve this community for the next generation. Thank you very much.
Thank you. As Mr. Krieger and Mulcahy come forward, I would like to acknowledge, come forward, please. I would like to acknowledge the veterans who are here and any other friends of either the War Memorial or the museum. I want to thank you all for being here. Mr. Mulcahy? Mr. Krieger, then Mr. Mulcahy, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee, good morning. I'm the chairman of the Board of Trustees of the Milwaukee Art Museum, and I'm here to express their gratitude for all of the support that the Milwaukee County has provided in years past and support for these agreements, which we've spent a long time negotiating with our colleagues at the War Memorial Corporation and through the County Corporation Council Office. So I'd like to thank you. I've been involved in these negotiations. In the event you have any questions about the agreements, I'm pleased to address those questions. If not, again, from the Board of Trustees, thank you.
Sir, is it Krieger or Krueger?
Krieger.
Krieger. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Former Supervisor Mulcahy.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
It's nice to be back here in the courthouse and see some of the people I've worked with in the past. I've been involved with the War Memorial for over 45 years and was chairman for 8, was on the board for 16. I came with a simple message, and that is these negotiations have been difficult. the parties have really, really worked hard to come out with a solution that reflects the interests of nearly everyone. Everyone was considered. It was very difficult to get through the process. And now that we've got the two major players in agreement, I'd like to say on behalf of the Veterans Community Relations team that we totally support the settlement. We think a negotiated solution is always better than a solution imposed on someone. So what we have here is two organizations that now have reached agreement and hopefully will collaborate under the cooperation agreement on projects in the future. This is the way our government should work, and that's the way we've made it work. So we appreciate and hope the county will support this and support the Art Museum and the War Memorial in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Mr. Gaspar.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and committee. I'd like to acknowledge, as chairman of the War Memorial, Inc. Board of Trustees, I'd like to express the importance of your positive action to get the pending WMC MAM operating agreements over the goal line and create a spirit of forging an expanded effort for our very important Milwaukee County institutions. Your action is very dimensional and critical initiator to build the necessary enthusiasm to create the greatly expanded effort. The enormous amount of time which has been spent on this effort in the last 2 years is at the goal line, and it's important to have the total cooperation of Milwaukee County at this point in time. We are on the verge of an opportunity here to create something much larger on Milwaukee's lakefront, and it's going to be good for the whole community as Milwaukee County moves forward here within the confines of what the War Memorial and Art Museum represent. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Would anyone else like to speak to this matter? Dr. Coulter?
Thank you, Chairman, Supervisors. I'd like to start by saying that the County Executive fully believes in the mission of both of these organizations. They're institutions that greatly benefit the community. His only goal is to help the institutions become stronger and more independent. His concern is that this agreement does not do that, as he has stated before. It only increases reliance on the county and the tax dollar. It increases funding support and ties the county's hands for 10 years. Within these 10 years, if there was a major economic crisis and all county departments had to cut services like transit and mental health services, we would not be able to do anything to the budgets of the War Memorial and Art Museum accordingly. I've heard several supervisors mention that the War Memorial has a lot of major maintenance issues. While this is an accurate statement, it is not relevant to the current conversation, which is about operating costs, not capital. It should be clear that the county, with the county executive support, has already moved forward with a $10 million commitment, as well as to provide this lakefront property rent-free. Further, the budgeted amount is going largely to personnel costs, not providing services to veterans. The county is paying more money, and the current budget does not state that this will result in more services to veterans. While it is true that the War Memorial and Art Museum can be audited by the county cannot modify or terminate the 10-year agreement based on a negative financial audit, so our hands are tied for 10 years. There is a clear recommendation from the audit conducted in 2011 to ask the Milwaukee County War Memorial and Art Museum to collaborate to develop a long-range plan with specific timetable to transition away from dependence on Milwaukee County financial support. That is direct language from the audit. The board passed this unanimously, agreeing with all recommendations. The current agreement in front of you does not fulfill the recommendation, and the county executive asked the board to approve the agreement, to not approve the agreement until both parties address the given recommendation to transition away from dependence on Milwaukee County financial support.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Coulter. Supervisor Cullen?
Dr. Coulton, I just had a question.
Dr. Coulton? Supervisor Cullen? Supervisor Schmidt may have a question also.
You know, I think you raised some legitimate concerns. Was there any effort or any ability on the part of you or the county executive to be in these talks and suggest language as if there was a downturn in the economy that and other departments were being asked to make cuts, that we could do that in this situation too? Or is it, and is it too late to add an amendment like that now?
The county executive has had over 20 meetings in the last year, year and a half with both parties and has clearly stated his concerns.
Is there any, does anybody have any suggested language? I mean, was that, you know, if, I mean, I'm not asking you to divulge anything that was talked about in a closed door meeting. Was there any specific language to that effect? Did you have any idea of any language that could be used to, again, affect that sort of change if it were necessary?
Well, I, Chairman, Supervisors, I think if you could give us the time, we would like to come up with that. I think it's important.
Thank you.
Thanks, Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. I think the great majority of us are on the same page. I think this is a very historic day for Milwaukee County. I mean, this is the first of some, I think, incredibly important votes. I certainly agree with Supervisor Weishaupt about moving forward and being positive and trying to work together. I have some ideas about this money that we're worried about, this little gap or what we pledged or what the county executive's concern. And I think, like Supervisor Cullen, I think there, you know, we have some concerns about money. We also have obligations. And long-term obligations. And I'm a member of the Public Museum Board. That's a very important vote coming up on that and changing the lease there and giving some more money. We're talking about economic development today and jobs and moving forward that are so important in Park East and UWM and that great university. We want to see that go forward. So there are some really crucial and important votes. But I see this as... We have responsibilities here that we can't deny and neglect, and we have neglected in all these areas. I'm sure we go through all our, I'm also on the County Historical Society Board, and by the way, all of these public-private partnerships, all these have really, if you look at funding from the 1990s and look at funding now, they've all gone down drastically. So it's not just the War Memorial, the Art Museum, it's all our institutions. And who has picked up the ball? Well, the private sector, for the most part, are public-private partnerships. We've got the Zoological Society. We've got Friends of the Art Museum. We've got Friends of the Public Museum. And why have they come to the plate? It's because the county has tried to live up to their responsibility. It's very hard in all the deferred maintenance. We're all very familiar in these situations. I know as a board member for the Public Museum, I think this is common knowledge. They put in $30 million of work in their own maintenance. Those elevators and escalators they have there are archaic. You can't get parts anymore. I think very similar situations to what the Art Museum and what the War Memorial and what all are different, our zoo, Charles Alice, et cetera, et cetera. Do we want to wean off? Well, we have weaned all these organizations off public support, by the way. Look at what we gave in the 90s and look what we give now. We ask more and more from the public sector, private sector, I should say. But we can't neglect our responsibilities here in the private sector, I mean in the public sector. I know everyone understands that. And we have to step up to the plate because it's seed money. Why would anybody else give to these institutions if the landlord, in the public museum, for example, we own all the artifacts, okay? We own the land, we own the buildings. You know what? And you know, they said, "Well, it's modest. We're giving $1 million." Well, it's not modest. It is. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money the county taxpayers are given, but it's good money. What would we be without? You know, some people say, "Oh, just get rid of the art museum, get rid of the public museum, get rid of the zoo." What's the future of Milwaukee County if we do those kinds of things? Who's going to run it? I mean, if we don't want to put the money in, then you know. We're going to run the museum. We're going to run the art museum, Milwaukee County. That's why we got out of the business of some of these things, because it was unaffordable. We couldn't do that kind of stuff and all the other obligations that we have. So we give the seed money. It's important seed money. It's substantial money. We're the biggest contributors for all these different organizations. You know what? We should be. But it's a small part of the operating budget. It's an important part. I think all the parties would agree that all the different directors we've had come here have thanked the county, and I think appropriately, because we represent the taxpayers. We're the ones putting the money in, and everybody else outside can take advantage of all these. But where would Milwaukee County be with all these institutions? Why would people come here and start businesses? Okay? And we need more good jobs. We need more economic development. And that's how we pay for these things. I'll give you $300,000 this year. How much has the board been cut this year? How many millions of dollars? I'll give $300,000 of what we've been cut to the War Memorial here, okay, and to these other institutions. The money we've been cut, I'll give to those organizations. We've been cut tremendously, the county board itself. Okay, fine, and I'll give it to those institutions that we need to support. I don't think we're going above and beyond. I think we're doing something that's very reasonable. I think it's an obligation we have. And it engenders, you know, we always talk about a lot in economic development, well, we need seed money from different groups, or the county has to be involved. Look for workforce development, what we've done. We need to put some money in to start this process, and then everybody else comes forward, and we work together jointly. This is a wonderful opportunity for the War Memorial Art Museum, the Public Museum, Park East today, UWM today, that we move forward and we work together in a positive way. And by the way, we pass some economic development that helps the whole situation here, too. We're always worried about taxes, appropriately so. But what can be done in lieu of taxes? Well, good, smart economic development that brings jobs, that brings more energy, that brings people together, and then the good jobs and all the people that come in, the business community, can support all these public institutions, public-private institutions. It's all one really nice package. And we have a responsibility to start that process. And I don't think it's asking too much. It's something we needed to do. We're at levels now where we need to stay for a little while. And because, let's be honest, in all these situations, why would private donors come up to the plate and say, well, you mean the landlord doesn't have the confidence or doesn't want to give a stipend that can keep these doors open and to help this process? And that's how we work together. I mean, I know some people don't like or poo-poo public-private partnerships, but where would we be without them? We wouldn't have the zoo we have today. We wouldn't have the art museum we have today. We wouldn't have the public museum we have today, et cetera, et cetera. So this is a line of obligations I think we have today to move this community forward and together. We're all a piece of the pie. And if we have economic development and we have savings from a lot of things we've done in county government, done a lot of saving in county. Look at our surpluses in the last couple of years. We can add those monies to institutions and to economic development we need to do to keep this community moving forward. Look at this community in 10 years. You want these institutions to somehow go by the boards? We don't want to have our responsibility. We don't want to have economic development. Well, that's where I would go. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. Well said. Director Tyler?
Mr. Chair, Don Tyler, Director of Administrative Services, thanks so much for the opportunity to just give our view from our perspective on this. I echo the county executive's perspective on this. I also would like to reinforce Supervisor Cullen's observation that, you know, perhaps if we go down this path, which we don't support, but if you go down this path of some kind of period certain on a financial commitment, which never has existed before to my understanding, that there is some rigor around governance and fiscal responsibility. You know, regardless of what happens from a, you know, financial audits or whatever, you have at least the ability and the flexibility to make a change in your annual contribution. I think that's important to have some rigor around that if possible. Obviously, our view is that you kind of do what we've done over the last gazillion years, and that's basically not have any kind of commitment other than going through the budgeting process and making a contribution based on the county's financial position and the need for financial support to these institutions. That would be our preference. The second thing I wanted to add is really related to 2013. If this agreement does get signed. It's in my role as the Administrative Services Director, I have no guidance or counsel or direction, or very vague at the best, as to how to continue that support in 2013. And this kind of speaks to the importance of the supervisors making sure that they have the time and their analysts have the time to take a look at these documents. They're complex. There's many, many pages of them, and it's important for you to really understand what you're supporting. So we would ask that you consider a layover so you do have the opportunity to make a good decision that's going to be beneficial for all in the long term. But at the very least, right now, the way it's written, my fiscal people have no way of supporting the remaining portion of the 2013 contribution.
Thank you. Thank you, Director. Before I get to the chairwoman, Supervisors Lipscomb, then Roma West.
Mr. Chairman, can I just have a follow-up explanation of that? Because I did not understand that at all. What did that mean? 2013.
Mr. Chair, if you take a look at in the lease agreements, there's two separate lease agreements. On paragraph 9B, the last sentence, you tell me what I need to do with that. I have no way of executing on that.
Sorry, why don't you tell me what that is? I mean, we appropriated money for 2013. What conundrum are you in, and why wouldn't we just handle it through a subsequent action if there's something unclear,
Mr.
about
Chair?
The current draft agreement?
Go ahead.
Mr. Chair, under paragraph 9B, the last sentence, it speaks to for calendar year 2013, WMC and county will agree on a transition date for routine maintenance and repair of the premises to be used for reallocating previously appropriated funds in a matter that recognizes the responsibility of WMC under the hybrid engineering and space allocation model. I'm not sure what to do with that.
Thank you, Director. Supervisor Jerzyk and Supervisor Roman West.
Thank you. At least for myself, I spent last night reading all the agreements, so I have read the leases, I have read the cooperation agreement and the other agreements. I am sure you can get legal counsel to give you an opinion on what's required, and there is cooperation promises by all parties to all the agreements. I have heard what you and the county executive have said, and I'm not unsympathetic. I go back to the initial audit, which is something that I actually sponsored. And the audit, which was an excellent audit, I thought it was a really well-done audit by our department, and really highlighted some very poor management of the institution by the WMC. And I really would like to see that addressed, because I think we still have some issues on that. And I challenge the War Memorial Corporation to take that management very seriously, because at the end of the day, we're still going to have the same management in place that we had prior to the audit. And this is 2 years post the audit. So I challenge the War Memorial Corporation to get serious about that. The War Memorial Corporation has less space to maintain, and yet they're going to be obtaining more money after these agreements. And the other thing that concerns me very much about the War Memorial Corporation lease is there are no promises with regard to veterans programming. And I have heard a lot about veterans programming. I don't think there's a supervisor on this board who isn't very much concerned about our veterans and making sure we're serving veterans. But really what we've had with the War Memorial Corporation is a management party. That does not translate into veterans programming. Now, in the cooperation agreement itself, there is promises of programming. And I'm going to very much be looking to the War Memorial Corporation to step up to the plate and start focusing on their veteran programming. The agreement that we have before us today was not the agreement that was mediated. And I think Justice Jeanine Geske, she did a tremendous job, and the people over at Marquette University. It would have been nice had the mediation resulted in the final agreement. But the agreement was held over until more money by the county was put in. And I have to agree with the county executive. We were not looking to have more taxpayer dollars going into these institutions. Now, that being said, what is the alternative? I think one of the worst parts of the status quo is the fact that the Milwaukee Art Museum is in a sublease agreement with the War Memorial Corporation. And they really have had no ability to get some significant issues taken care of in that arrangement. And by not going to the agreements that are being worked out today, we're going to be left with the status quo, which for me is the worst of all scenarios. I want very much to see these parties have separate leases. And believe me, I think this board and during budget, we will hold both of those corporations to the fire, their feet to the fire, to make sure they're going to uphold their terms in the lease with separate leases, separate responsibilities. And the War Memorial Corporation is now going to have to very much step up to the plate on this and really not hold back any kinds of services or other agreements for the Milwaukee Art Museum. So that for me is a non-starter to do nothing. And therefore, I am not one of the supervisors who is perhaps willing to sing kumbaya here. But the alternative is unthinkable to me. So I will support the county putting in more money for 10 years, and I appreciate Steve Cady's chart showing how the support over the 10 years is actually going to be adjusted for inflation and therefore reduced. This supervisor will not give one penny more, though. I can assure you of that. This is going to be it for those 10 years as far as my votes are concerned. And therefore, I am going to support this today somewhat reluctantly, and I challenge the War Memorial Corporation to step up to the plate, look at your management, look at how you're appreciating and approaching that institution, especially since you are now going to have fewer dollars to be putting into utilities and some of the maintenance of that museum. And let's get the programming for the veterans. So with that, I will move approval, Mr. Chairman. I don't think you've had that motion yet. I oppose a layover. I think the clause that you read, you can't read that clause in absence of the other agreements. They're all interrelated, and I think within the documents themselves, you will get an answer to that. And the sense of cooperation, you will get an answer to your questions. It's just unthinkable that we not do this and get good leases between both of these separate institutions and move forward from here. So thank you for the time, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Roma West and Chairwoman Dimitrievich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just, Supervisor Jerusa covered much of what I was going to say, but I do want to just echo that I'm deeply disappointed that the Director of Administration would come forward and say, let's just do what we've always done, because what we've done is not working. And clearly it's not working. I'm frankly a little embarrassed about the condition of the War Memorial. I don't think we should treat our veterans that way. I'm embarrassed that we've had this whole long, drawn-out public argument, if you will, between the War Memorial and the Milwaukee Art Museum. I don't think we should ever have gotten here. But that being said, Supervisor Jurisic's point is spot on. You guys have known about this now for almost a week, and yet we have nothing before us that deals with any of the issues. It's so easy to stand up and say, this is what I don't like, this is what I don't like, this is what I don't like, without bringing solutions. And now you're saying we need more time. Well, these veterans and the art museum have spent the last year doing this. And so is it really fair at this point to tell them, you know what, we're going to take more time, and now we're going to discuss it amongst ourselves, even though you've gone through mediation and all these other processes to get to where we are today? And so I'm very disappointed, and this seems to be a trend with this administration, that everything has to come at the last minute. You know, you veto things, and then all of a sudden we get the information. But you come to committee, and we don't hear any of this. These negotiations, apparently the county executive has had 20 meetings over the last year, but none of the concerns were covered. And now, again, we have an agreement in front of us, and it's just not quite good enough because we're relying on financial support from the county. And my stance is I don't know where the war memorial should be funded at, but I'm pretty sure that we haven't been funding it where it needed to be, because otherwise I don't understand how that building could have fallen into the disrepair that it's in. And so to lay this over for me is not an option. We don't have anything in front of us. And again, there's been time by both DAS and the administration to prepare something. So I don't understand why that hasn't happened. And I don't know, frankly, I'm a little embarrassed that we have this plan that's before us that the rest of the public, and I've gotten numerous phone calls and emails from people who think it's great, and we have the head of Milwaukee County saying, no, it's not. In unison with our director of DAS. I'm out of words, but I'm just extremely disappointed. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome, Supervisor. Madam Chairwoman, I beg your indulgence. Supervisor Cullen has a question of Director Tyler.
Mr. Tyler, I'll ask you the same question I asked Dr. Colton. Do you have any amendments that you could offer to for us to consider, or is somebody going to bring amendments to the floor of the board?
Mr. Chair, we don't have any amendments at this time. We certainly have some ideas that we would like to have the opportunity to share. We received these documents at the time that they were submitted into Legistar, which was not a week ago. It was measured in days. Again, the amendments would simply be back to our original where we were, the $1.278 million, with no 10-year term. And clarity, this is the first time we've seen anything as it relates to the 2013. When we were part of the negotiations and discussions with the Art Museum and WMC, there were discussions in terms of how to break out that 2013 payment, but we did not move forward with that because the discussions shifted to the board.
And I mean, I don't want to tell you how to do your job, but it seems to me that maybe the best course of action would have been over the last few days to maybe have been contacting board members. I don't think I've been contacted. To say, here are some of our concerns. Could you address these in an amendment, or we have this language? I mean, to me, that's kind of how the legislative process works. I mean, for the county executive to come out and say he's going to veto this, and I respect that he has the ability to do that, but this train's running, and if there are ways that you think you could improve it, I'm willing to listen, but it's sort of incumbent then, I think, upon your side to say, here are some ideas to fix this in our way, and that hasn't happened, unfortunately. So maybe in the future, if these issues come up, that if you have some ideas, instead of just, again, he has every right to say he's going to veto it, I don't have a problem with that at all. But if there are ways that you want to make it better, then we can work together to make it better.
Madam Chairwoman?
Supervisor Minkowski, if you can go before me, please.
That's right. Thank you, ma'am. Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I do not want to have the last word because the chairwoman has done a yeoperson's job in putting this incredible agreement together. But as I sit here, and I'm going to save some of my remarks for the board floor, and we talk about precedent setting or we talk about importance or whatever, I think we all should realize, okay, that without the veterans' sacrifices, you wouldn't have an art museum. You wouldn't have a zoo. You wouldn't have anything. You'd have a country that doesn't enjoy the freedoms that we have. And so how do you not make them and this a priority? And I'm sorry, it's pretty simple. I mean, we're making all of these statements about all of this and all of that, and the bottom line is, how did we get here in the first place? It's because of the sacrifices of all the veterans, and I want to thank all of them, because without their services, none of us would be here.
Thank you, Supervisor. Madam Chairwoman.
Well, that was an excellent decision. Thank you, Chairman Johnson, and thank you, Supervisor Borkowski, for those important remarks. I just wanted to quickly, because I see we're getting close on time here, thank a few people. I want to thank the co-chairman of Finance for calling this special meeting. I want to thank all the members for being here. I want to thank the attorneys. Contrary to some of the comments that we heard, there's been so many attorneys looking at this on each side, as well as our corporation counsel has reviewed all of these documents. Of course, I want to thank the two groups. Let's look back to 18 months ago, even before that, when it was even tough to kind of get in the same room and get at the same table. And I was at a few of those discussions, I guess, not 20 meetings, but here's what you do when you sit at a table for 18 months. You don't walk away at the end. You stay there and you get a deal done and you get a compromise done. And that's what these two groups did with the assistance of Supreme Court Justice Jeanine Geske. I want to thank her. I want to thank this board for helping lead that effort. We asked the veterans and the War Memorial and the Art Museum to come together and put together a long-term sustainable agreement, and that is what we have today in front of us. It's historic, it's monumental, and it's not about one person and their view and the few things that might not be perfect about this agreement. No agreement is. It's about all the things that are right. And what's right about it is that, again, it's historic. It's bringing down private funding, millions of dollars of private funding. It's going to be investing in the deferred maintenance. It's going to have two groups working together. And the absolute most important thing that we're going to do today is to make an investment for future generations. This, and actually, it's not just for the veterans and the art museum. It's for the entire community. Everyone in Milwaukee County and everyone who visits Milwaukee County will serve from the investment that we're going to make today. So I thank everyone who I've listed for their leadership. This is what leadership is about, is having a forward-thinking type of vision and making an investment and having an honest discussion about a budget, an honest discussion about what the real costs are to have thriving cultural institutions in our community. So I'm very proud to be a co-sponsor. I'm honored to be part of this, and I ask you to support the motion for approval by Supervisor Jurczyk. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will actually save my comments for the board floor.
Thank you, sir. We have a motion for approval of this resolution. Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I also like to express my happiness for this event, for this agreement. I support this resolution. I support this agreement. A lot of hard work and a lot of time has been spent by all parties. So I'd like to thank all the parties, Milwaukee County, the Milwaukee Art Museum, the War Memorial, for reaching a mutually acceptable agreement. I agree with the chairwoman. This is an investment in our cultural institutions. This is an investment in Milwaukee County, and it only benefits the community. I look forward to fruition of these agreements, and I just want to provide my support. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Jurczyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Cullen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve is approved.
Thank you, Madam. Thank you, Madam Clerk. This meeting is now adjourned.
Don't demotivate.